So how would you visualize a picture of peace? There was a king who'd offered a prize for the artist who could paint the best picture of peace. Now, many artists submitted their work, and the king looked at all the pictures, but only two of them caught his attention. One picture was of a calm lake. It was a perfect mirror with the mountains towering behind, shimmering onto the surface of the water. Overhead was a blue sky with big, white, puffy clouds. All who saw this picture thought it was such a perfect picture of peace. Likewise, the other picture had mountains too, but these were rugged and bare. Above was an angry sky from which rain was falling and in which lightning flashed. Down the side of the mountain tumbled a foaming waterfall. This did not look peaceful at all. But when the king looked closely behind, he saw behind the waterfall a tiny bush was growing in a crack of the rocks. And in that bush, a mother bird sat on her nest. There in the midst of that rush of angry water sat this mother bird on her nest with perfect peace. So which picture do you think won the prize? Yes, the king chose the second one. He said, peace does not mean to be in a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. Peace means to be in a place in the midst of all those things and still be calm in your heart. So it gets us to think about peace in our life. Some might be escapists looking for some blissful serenity. Or you can find peace with Christ, who is within us amidst the clatter and the clash, the noise and the tempests of life. Now, I just really like this gospel message because it has a very personal appeal for me. If you've ever been to the Sea of Galilee, and if you've had the opportunity, you've come upon one of these sudden rushing squalls. They just come shooting down canyons alongside the lake. For the mountains that form up with these valleys, the weather system has it, Jeff Exline on TOV9 could tell you all more about it, is that the pressure pushes down on the air mass, and the air mass is shooting out, and it's going through all these valleys. Well, what happens when you compress air, it becomes more violent. And the air comes flying out these canyons 70, 80 miles an hour. These were called seismosts. They're earthquake-like tempests. For anybody from Southern California, we know them as Santa Ana winds. Now, I happened to have been out there one day off of Santa Barbara Channel. We experienced a very similar experience on a 150-foot, three-masted racing schooner. We left Santa Barbara Harbor. It was beautifully calm, blue skies. I don't think we were heading to Santa Barbara Islands, and all of a sudden, I would say within 15 seconds, the winds howled through. They picked up this tempest toss with 30-foot swells. That boat was violently tossing up and down. We were scurrying and sliding along the deck, trying to lower the sails and secure the ladders and to avoid being swept overboard. And this happened in broad daylight. I cannot fathom how terrifying this would be at night. Though most things in life seem to be more frightening at night, don't they? That's why when we were in the dark. For the meaning of the gospel is more than Jesus stopping a storm on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus, as in creation, spoke his word, and he brought calm and out of the primordial chaos, the tohu abohu. Jesus, the word, speaks, and he brings calm out of tempests. Jesus does not guarantee that we will sail in life on trouble-free waters, but he tells us that we will never be overcome, whatever our particular storms might be. For the lesson we have in this story is that when the storms of life shake our souls, Jesus is already present there with us, though he may be in the back of the boat asleep. Because that was the part I found very interesting. I was at the front of the boat when it was bouncing. When you'd go to the stern of the boat, it was hardly moving at all. And the people back there couldn't understand why we were so terrified up at the front. And this is Jesus in our life. He is on our voyage, bringing us peace through each of our storms. It's not something that happened once. It's something which happens each and every day to one of us, to each of us. For Jesus will bring his peace amidst our life's problems that involves us in some sort of tempest-tossed doubts, tensions, and uncertainty. In Jesus' presence, the raging storms turn to peace, and no tempest can ever take that away. So finally, in the midst of life's sudden, violent, swirling tempests, final word of advice, do not get out of the boat. Jesus is in the boat with you. So many want to get out. Stay in the boat, remain calm in your heart, for Jesus will be with you.